Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
14 days until the Oscars, and we've got 28 days to go until the St. Patrick's Day. That's our next big weekend.
Yeah.
60 days until the Easter weekend, and 484 days until what, Vic?
Oh, the World Cup.
The World Cup. The World D Cup. World Cup of US, Canada, and Mexico will kick off on the 16th of the 6th. 26.
I hope you're actually going to get tickets and go to that, you know.
Oh, do you know what I heard about the World Cup in 2032?
Yeah.
In Saudi.
Yeah.
They're hosting it. This will be the very first World Cup where there'll be zero alcohol.
Oh.
There will be none in the stadium, none in the hotels, they were speaking on LBC. Have a listen.
Plenty of fun can be had without alcohol. It's not 100% necessary. And, you know, if you want to drink... when you leave, after you leave, you're welcome to. But at the moment, we don't have alcohol inside.
When you say, you mean you have to go to a hotel?
Presumably? No. There's no alcohol at all.
The entire experience of will be alcohol free.
Rather like our weather, it's a dry country.
Okay.
That was
I wonder, will that affect how many people want to go to the game?
There'll be three white British shirts at it.
I know it sounds weird, but you know.
It would make a huge difference to a lot of people. They enjoy going away and travelling and whatever.
Yeah, it's a social thing, isn't it?
Massively, yeah. But I think, obviously, that's their rules. That's their country.
You've got to
abide by their rules and whatever. But it'll be the first World Cup ever where you won't be able to get an old brewski.
I wonder, will they be less chanting?
It'll be a very, very somber affair. Yeah, or a sober affair, as the case may be.
Yeah.
Right, what else is going on? Oh, yes, I love this. This is the amazing Eileen Walsh. Was at the premiere of Chris O'Dowd's Big Story Small Town.
That's right, yeah.
It's going to be on now. You can stream it on now at the end of this month. It's about a fictional town that becomes a location for a major Hollywood production. Shannon, our entertainment lady, had a bit of a chat with Eileen. What iconic Cork locations could make it as part of a Hollywood production?
Brilliant.
I wonder.
My God, I love this question. There was a programme went to Cork the other week and I was sitting there watching it going, they never went to the market. How can you do a show about Cork and not go to the market? So I'd set a whole 6-part series in the market in Cork. That's what I would do.
And what would the series be about?
About the fishmonger, you know, who served the Queen. And there's that lovely photograph of her smiling with the fishmonger. That's it.
Can we work on this, please?
That is it. I've had half written already.
Yeah. She's brilliant. Is she the same actress that starred with Cillian Murphy in Small Things Like These?
The very lady, yeah.
She's a bit of a legend, yeah.
She's an icon. Well, let me see. Seamus was showing me something very funny there. See what happened at Valentine's over the weekend at the White House?
Yeah.
See the cards they put up?
Well, I've heard about it, but I haven't had a look. And
yeah, so they put up this kind of like a meme card with pictures. Now, this first one was put up by mistake.
Oh.
By someone in the White House. Right, and it read, "Roses are red, violets are blue. If you deport illegals, deport Elon too." And then that was like, oh no, that was supposed to be a joke. It wasn't supposed to make it. And then they put one back up, "Roses are red, violets are blue. Come here illegally, we'll deport you."
All right, okay.
And a picture of Trump and Elon. So somebody obviously put one up, but it was only up for a little while before it was screenshotted and shared absolutely everywhere. So someone in the graphics department of the White House is probably looking for
an interesting story in the paper this morning about Elon Musk. I think I gave it to you there. You'll probably be able to find it. But apparently, his 13th child was born by a young lady who he kept in an apartment in New York because he didn't want anybody to find out about the pregnancy. She's all over the paper today, lads.
13th?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
13th child. It's on one of those pieces there. But Elon Musk in making the press. You see... Like, what's going on there?
I don't know, but he's got how many baby mamas? He's got like 5 or 6, has he?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
And he calls the babies like kind of symbols.
Yeah, like turnip and hyphen and at symbol. Finally, for now, proof that you're getting old, Victoria. The laughing face emoji has been replaced by the skull. This year's Gen Z is saying, if you use a laughing emoji or the crying emoji, you're now very, very old. And you shouldn't do that anymore. So it needs to be replaced with the skull to stay down with the kids.
Okay, what does the skull mean?
You tell me.
What?
You tell me. Come on, I'm the young one on the show. I know all of this.
I'll tell you what it would mean in Cork.
What?
Haunted.
You're haunted by it. The skull means dead. Okay?
All right. Why would you send that in a message to somebody?
Because you're dead from laughing. So you send the skull instead of the crying emoji one.
I'm sticking with the crying.
Girl, I'm dead. I'm dead, girl. That's kind of what it means.
There you Yeah.
So anyway, Foggies, no more crying emojis. It's all about the skulls. Okay,
we've got to get on the skulls, lads.
What if someone actually genuinely passes away? What do you send
see,
then?
See, there you go.
It's all so confusing. This is lovely. Oh, this is so nice. I got a message from Sabina here.
Yes.
And Sabina is working. She's working in Marymount.
Okay.
And she had a bit of an incident on the road yesterday in Carrigaline. And this is what happens. I'm writing to ask you a favour. Could you please say on the radio that I would like to apologise to the driver of the red car who I cut off at a roundabout and almost caused an accident.
Oh, God.
It was me yesterday on Sunday. Sabina, what happened?
So I wanted to apologise to that driver whom I cut off yesterday in Carrigaline on the roundabout. I'm really sorry. I tried to tell you that I'm sorry, but I know you couldn't even hear me, and who knows what were you thinking about me when I was just talking to you. So I really apologize, because I know it must have been stress for you as well. Those situations, they cause the stress then for all day long, and I really, well, yeah, I'm just sorry. I can't say anything else.
That's so lovely.
Sabina, you're a lovely person.
In the length of radio time I'm doing radio, that's the first time ever that somebody has actually
never apologized.
Contacted a radio station to apologize about their driving.
That's lovely. Sabina, you're a lovely person.
Are we starting a movement here?
Let's start a movement.
Let's start a driving apology movement, please. We'll call it the Sabina Awards.
Yeah. No, seriously, yeah. If you want to apologize to another driver for doing them dirty on the road, you contact the show.
This is what we need. Where we hand out nice awards to people who apologise for your behaviour on the roads, because, you know, things are messy out there. Hey, Lola, how's it going?
we all make mistakes as well, Casey.
This is true, that's the first time somebody has actually contacted. First time I've ever heard somebody ringing a radio station to apologise.
Yeah, absolutely.
For a near miss incident at the roundabout in Carrigaline yesterday. So I'm asking you, what would you like to apologise for this morning? Let's have a listen to who we got there. Oh, this is another heartfelt from Imelda. Okay. Imelda, good morning, Imelda.
So last Thursday, in Mitchellstown, I was driving through the town, and there was two vans double parked, which was holding up the traffic everywhere and causing mayhem. And then a pedestrian walked out in front of my car, so I had to slam on the brakes. And then we turned up the side street, and as we did, a car started reversing out of a space against me, so I had to stop really fast. The car drove out and I maybe tailgated her up the hill, if I'm very honest, and down onto the main road, where she proceeded to slowly reverse park into a space on the main street. So instead of waiting for her to finish her parking, I just drove around her. And when I did, she started flashing me. So in that moment, I'm so sorry, but I flipped her the bird.
Not the bird.
Scandalous.
Not scandalous.
That's why we were giving fingers for
You've
birds.
You've done that before, and so have you, and so has Kelly.
I do it to you every morning.
And so have I. Let's just be honest, lads.
I've never done that.
Yes, you have, Kel.
Now, can I, in Imelda's defence again, for you to step up publicly and issue that apology, she realised it was the wife of her husband's colleague that she sent the bird to. So if that person, Imelda, has reached out publicly to say sorry.
That's not actually Imelda's fault, that situation. It's Mitchellstown's fault. I'm just saying.
Why?
You know, obviously tricky with the traffic in Mitchellstown. She's just trying to do her business.
You can't blame the geography of a town for somebody flipping the bird at someone else.
I think the poor driving by everyone else, maybe.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Like the vans double parked, and, you know, it just that probably contributed to all the road rage.
Now, on a serious note, I got a photograph sent in from John. August 2023, February 25th, an accident caused by somebody who was under the influence of drink and drugs mangled his car.
Right.
And he said, since we were talking about apologies, he also sent in a photograph of him holding his birthday cake, his 60th birthday cake, but he made it out alive. But just the car, if you'll see the photo on WhatsApp this morning. I don't know how he did. But he just wants us to, you know, but since we're on air, to mention to everyone and anyone, please never, ever, ever get in behind the wheel. Or if your friends are driving and you know they've been on it, never get into a car with them. John wanted us to mention that. And after the accident and the car that the photos I've looked at, I don't know how he got out of it, but I'm glad you're okay, John. Thanks a million for your message. Who are you apologising to? 0868 104 106. I'm really sorry that my friend Peter Duffy follows Manchester United.
Hey.
From Finn.
Hey.
Public apology.
You see, I just want to have a go at other motorists, but is there a platform for that?
You're on it. Go
right.
for it.
What is the story with people that just lean on the horn? You know, if you're in a queue of traffic and someone is taking a while to do something, or else they're having to back, you know, do a 3-point turn or something like that, and then you've got somebody that's like 2 or 3 cars back and they're just leaning on the horn. That
and if it's 40 inches plus, whoa!
What? I can't stand it when they lean on the horn. We all love Mickey. I'm talking about the car horn.
I hear you. Others don't. Davey.
Morning, lads and ladies. Jeez, that was some section there that you just done. So, KC has broken the mould anyway. It's really only businessmen and intelligent people who own BMWs. So, fair play to you. Rory is our very own Roy Keane on Alfie Haaland. And when Kelly gets hangry, I suppose you could go out to one of Victoria's houses.
What, and eat a load of rabbit food?
Oi, shut up.
You would leave even hungrier. Oi. Hungrier. Anyway, thank you, Davey. Have a lovely day. What are you apologising for? 0868104106 is our number. I want your voice notes. I want your heartfelt apologies for anything in life.
Voice notes, please.
Thank you kindly. Darragh O'Brien is coming back to Cork, okay?
Yeah, he is.
I've got a pair of tickets for you to win right now. You can see Darragh O'Brien live at the Marquee Sunday, 29th of June. Tickets are available from Ticketmaster.ie if you want to go that way. He's played the Marquee. Probably this is his fourth, maybe fifth time.
He's so funny. Like, he's such a, lovely guy, isn't he?
Darragh O'Brien. And a joke.
He's really fast, yeah.
Like, it's incredible the speed of his brain when it comes to picking people out of the audience and creating comedy around it. As I mentioned earlier on, he's an enthusiastic atheist, is our Darragh. He's a scientist. He did a degree in some kind of quantum mechanics of some sort. He's a very, very smart man. But comedy was his lure. But he is godlike on the stage.
Do you feel anyway godlike commanding 5,000 people in a tent in Cork?
No. I feel powerful, but in a profane, evil way. Okay. So it's not. I am not a merciful God. I am an evil God who runs my dominion in a capricious and horrible way.
Yeah, I've seen you at the Cork gig, and is it strange doing comedy in a tent with weird acoustics? I'd imagine it's still amazing, but
it's a little less intimate than a lot of rooms. It's a bit more. Here is a show. Come and look the show from the back of the tent. See, but you've got to embrace that. Comedy, a lot of the time, is about impediment and tripping over things. It's always been, I would say, we've done 4 times so far, and 3 of them have been spectacularly good. One was grand, but 3 of them were spectacularly good. Better than they had any right to be in a tent.
That's a Cork crowd thing, though.
But it's absolutely, and like, and they're a great bunch of people, and it's always raucous, and people make it a lot of fun. Yeah. But honestly, both times last night and the second night of the first time I did it, like in 2010, I went, that shouldn't have been as great as that. That is just lovely.
Because you try out all the crap material on Dublin and then bring it.
Yeah, let's say that's what I do. Yeah. Let's say that Dublin gets the working out and Cork gets the smoothly polished version. In fact, England, you can extend further than that, because this happens after I've done 50 dates in England.
Oh, they love that, don't they?
Oh, the English are merely guinea pigs. They are lab rats to make the show as perfect as I can for Cork.
We'll look forward to it. Thank you, Darragh O'Brien. Thank you.
That's not the weirdest answer. I was in Cork in the south of Ireland. Good to have you here, lads. I wouldn't cheer. You don't come out of this one well. Right, sir. Cork, fantastic part of the world, but there's one woman misrepresented you hideously last night. I said, anyone Jewish here? So he goes, I'm Jewish. I said, are you Jewish? She goes, I am. I said, and what year is it now in the Jewish calendar? And she goes, I wasn't expecting questions, to be honest. And then turned to her presumably Gentile friend and had a bit of a natter. And then came back with the single finest answer I have ever heard from a member of an audience. Where without any shame at all, she just went, yeah, it's the Jewish year of the rat.
No, no messing. Go on, Cork. Fair play. Do you want to go see Darragh? Lucky numbers time. I'm writing down a number between 1 and 100 on this piece of paper.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. It's written down. 0868104106. Text in a number between 1 and 100. If you're the first person with the lucky number, you got your two tickets. Go for it. 0868104106 if you want those two tickets to see them on the 29th of June.
With KC.
Let's get some money.
The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
All right, buddy, who have you got there?
I've got a bit of a surprise for you this morning.
A surprise, you
say? Yeah. I've got the lead singer of the Crash Test Dummies on line one for you, Ronan.
Morning, Ronan.
Morning, how's it going?
Well, told ya, baby.
He's the lead singer of the Crash Test Dummies.
He is. What a voice. Yeah. And Teddy, there's no messing in your taxi.
Oh, Ronan, you've got messing. Such a great voice.
Ronan, so you're a taxi driver by trade. Are you driving for yourself or with any company in Cork?
I'm for myself, but I'm also with Satellite Taxis, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, go on. Do a bit of Barry White for us.
Give me a free ad for Satellite Taxis. Oh, why are they such a good company to work for, baby?
Come on, baby.
Believe me, we're always there for you. Just pick up the phone and call today.
Oh, yes.
What's the number, baby?
0214-80-80-80.
Oh, I'm telling you now, Ronan. You should not be driving a cab. You should be on a stage.
I know.
Yeah.
Barry White. Water of love. Yeah.
Oh, that taxi of love, baby. Hop on board. I'll take you. I'll drive you to your dreams, baby. No, we better win some money here because that's what you're here for. You're here for a quiz. You're not here to do Barry White impressions. Let's go for it. All right.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Gel Boy was in what comedy show, Ronan?
Only Fools and Horses.
How many were in the original Westlife?
5.
What game is Serena Williams famous for?
Tennis.
What singer recorded a hit song called Anti-Hero?
Taylor Swift.
Question 5. What Dara will perform at Live at the Marquee?
Dara O'Brien.
Question number 6. At what event on Friday did Cillian Murphy win?
Gifted.
Question number 7. What Robert De Niro movie was about your job?
Taxi driver.
Question number 8. Andrew Byrne is better known as who?
Andrew Byrne.
Yeah, singer. Andrew Byrne. What's his stage name?
Gavin James.
Question number 9. What Irish group were up for a BAFTA last night?
BCAP.
And question 10. What 2023 movie was the highest grossing film directed by a woman? Quickly.
Barbie Girl.
You go for Barbie? Tell you what.
God.
Got the smarts.
Let's go back over the and see how you get on, baby.
Yeah, baby. Mm.
Oh, that's right, baby. Del Boy is correct. Pony, Fools and Horses. 5 in the original Westlife. Oh, this doesn't work. I need the tense music. Sorry, lads. Tennis is correct. Anti-Hero is correct. Darrow Breen is correct. At what event on Friday did Cillian Murphy win at the... It was the IFTA,
yeah,
is it correct?
Was, yeah.
Okay. Taxi Driver, Robert De Niro. What
yes.
a show.
Great show, yeah.
What Irish group were up for a BAFTA? That was Kneecap.
Mm-hmm.
What 2023 movie became the highest grossing film directed by a woman? That was Barbie.
Yeah.
You were one question away from €1,000.
And I know where I went wrong.
Did you though?
I do know.
Andrew Byrne is better known as who?
Hosier.
Yeah. Andrew Hosier Byrne.
I didn't know that answer either. So.
Gavin James' real name is Gavin Wigglesworth.
Is it?
I knew he was. It wasn't his name. It's just I had to think on the spot.
Yeah, that's the hardest bit, is when you have to think on the spot.
That's the pressure, bud.
Yeah.
That's the pressure. 9 out of 10. Ronan, the taxi driver, you will be back with us again. You're in the 9 out of 10 club. You got a 50 euro voucher. Voucher for Easy Living Interiors on its way to you. I'm very sorry, buddy. It's our second 9 out of 10 in a row.
What he meant to say to you is, Barry White, the singer, we'll have you on again soon to do the pop quiz.
We'll bring you back, Barry.
Back from the
dead, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you, sir.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Only pay for what you want to watch. Now you know.
This is Red FM Breakfast. Who do you want to apologise to and for what reason? After we kicked off the Sabina Awards this morning, the first woman ever to contact a radio show to publicly apologise about a mistake she made on the road, and I think it's a revolutionary movement.
I actually thought then you were going to say the first woman ever to apologise.
Can I ask you, you wouldn't be wrong about that. You know the whole statement, if a tree falls in the woods and nobody hears it, does it make a sound?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, if a man shouts in the woods and there's no woman there, is he wrong? Is he still wrong?
Yes, he is the answer to
that. Oh, yeah, all right. Ah, dear. I would like to apologise for my mother-in-law for not turning up for Sunday dinner yesterday. From Graham. He was supposed to be in Glowntown yesterday at 3, but had a very late night the night before.
Oh, so he's apologising to her.
Apologising to the mum-in-law for missing the Sunday roast. Yeah. Okay, I like that. I would like people that crawl in a fast... Oh, you said fast lane.
Oh God. Oh, are you bringing the song?
Oh, I don't know. People that crawl in the... You mean the overtaking lane. Paul. With a load of cars behind them and then put full beams on when overtaking on their left, need to apologise.
Yeah, okay. That's a very specific motoring... that's fair enough.
I'd like to apologise to Peter Duffy, Manchester United supporter from Finn.
And did you see this? This just came in from Vaughneen in Cove. Or is Vaughneen a place in Cove? I should know that because I live there. Anyway, this is a message for Ronan. Ronan! The reason is because women know when to apologise, men clearly don't. And sure, they only think with their horn. Car horn.
I gotcha. So, have we any kind of interesting news or romantic news from Valentine's on Friday? Anybody get asked any particular questions?
Yeah, I'd love to know.
Did anything get popped up? You know, out of a box.
Yeah. Sparkly. Yeah.
Yeah, we were so close to having our own little Valentine's proposal moments, and it just didn't work out, unfortunately.
No, these things happen.
It was just, we were so close. And I had the idea. The idea was superb. And you were going to do that thing, and I was going to do that thing. Then I was going to swing in like Tarzan, and I was going to be brilliant.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Maybe next year, yeah?
Maybe it's a good thing it didn't happen.
Had the Tarzan outfit and everything, bud.
I know, yeah. How did you get on?
Lovely day. I got from the kids, Caleb and Fia, not my teenager now, because she's too cool for this kind of stuff.
She's too grumpy.
But the kids just made this massive fold-out, like the biggest Valentine's card you could ever get.
Aww.
With just all family, little family photographs
Isn't
and little drawings
lovely?
And everything. I swear to you, I think the older I'm getting... Something happens, your hormones, when you're... I don't know, like when kids come along and you turn into this massive crybaby.
You do, yeah.
Especially when you get things like that for the kids. But it was absolutely gorgeous. So that was the nicest thing that happened over the weekend.
I like the stuff that comes from the kids. That means the most, doesn't it?
It does. It's a bit cheap, but it means the
most. It's not cheap. You can't say that.
It's totally cheap.
It's handmade. And they've poured all their love and their, into it.
It's scabby, though.
It's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
It's a bit tight. I'm going out dropping like £8 on cards. Like, what I mean?
No, well, that's because, we're the grown-ups.
We're the idiots. No, you're dead right. The handmade stuff is always the nicest.
Yeah.
So that was the weekend. We have so much stuff to catch up on. It was awards overload over the weekend.
Oh, lads. I'm still actually getting your clips for my VIPs this morning from the BAFTAs that happened overnight.
So I have loads of IFTAs action as well.
Yeah.
Cillian Murphy apologising to Kneecap.
Yeah.
in case they kneecapped him.
Yeah.
good thinking there, Cillian.
And Saoirse Ronan was the same.
And Saoirse was apologising, was she? Why was that?
I don't know. I just think because they win big awards now, those two, and they put you arguably probably.
Are they doing that Irish thing where they're embarrassed about their own success? Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yes.
Where they feel like. That's such a lovely quality of people that where they want other people to have.
They both genuinely, at the IFTAs on Friday night, they both genuinely wanted other people to have won those awards.
Mm. All right, Saoirse.
Thank you. I shouldn't have gotten this. No, I'm serious. That was such an incredible category to be a part of. Thank you so much to IFTA for this, but really just being reminded of all the other brilliant, brilliant, brilliant performances that were just on that screen is very humbling, and it makes me incredibly proud. And I've been saying to everyone here tonight, I've been coming to IFTA since I was about 15 years old, and to see how like glitzy and glam and well-known and successful everyone is tonight is just, it makes me unbelievably proud. So I'm going to take this more as a symbol of how far we've all come together. Thank you very much.
She's lovely.
I've got a serious fangirl crush on her.
Serious girl crush.
I think she's amazing.
Would you leave the husband for her?
I don't know about that. No, I don't know about that. I just think she's an unbelievable actress and you're very lucky to have her from here.
She's from the Bronx, according to Google.
She's not from the Bronx.
I said, where is Saoirse Ronan from? First thing that Google throws up. I'm trying to place her accent, where she's from in Ireland. But the Bronx, New York, United States. Yeah, American-born actress. Let's go down here. She was born in New York City, yeah.
Dial, there you go.
We had Cillian Murphy then. Yeah. Go on, Murph.
So many people read the book. You know, it's on the curriculum. My son's doing Believing. So I think it's amazing that the book has been taken to heart so much in the country. And then we just felt a great responsibility to be faithful to the book. And what I was trying to say in there is that there's people walking around who have this as a real lived experience. It's affected so many people across the country. So we felt a great deal of responsibility, I guess, Mike.
More awards for Cork. Yeah. Excellent. Well done.
But Kneecap did pick up an award.
Yeah.
Not the actual cast of Kneecap, but the director.
The director picked it up. Yeah.
Rich Pepiat.
Were they up for 6 BAFTAs?
They were up for... Was it 3 or 6? 3 or 6 categories, anyway.
Because I've seen they put up some kind of... A picture of Big Ben.
That's right, yeah.
And Big Ben had a tricolour balaclava saying, we'll swap you 6 BAFTAs for 6 counties.
Like, love that. Just,
these lads rocking up to the British Film Awards wearing a tricolour balaclava and nobody batting an eyelid.
Dead right.
It's
brilliant.
It's outstanding.
It is. It's brilliant.
And for them to be on the British red carpet,
obviously
representing the country, but talking to all the journalists about the importance of our native language and the importance of people rediscovering it and young people picking up and speaking fluently.
Yeah.
It was just really nice
it
to see.
It has sparked a whole new wave of that,
massively,
hasn't it?
Massively. I mean, obviously, their whole thing is words and lyrics anyway, so they're...
Yes.
They're three linguistic geniuses, when it comes to the Irish language, that's the whole ethos of what they do in a group is to promote.
And do they speak only Irish when they're gigging as well? Is it all Irish?
They speak in English mostly between the songs, but then they have a load of tracks where they're just rapping in Oscailge. So
it sounds amazing.
Yeah.
How do you feel being a Gaelgore? How do you feel hearing?
Oh, my Irish is all farsook. That
but
means
hearing
terrible.
Rap, hearing a rap in Irish.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
The only thing we used to rap back in the day was hey. Now look at us. Look at us now as a nation. We've come so far. Red FM
Breakfast. With KC. Red FM. Love waking up in Cork.
I had one notorious incident of road rage at the old Dunkettle.
Oh, the Dunkettle drive.
Years ago. And this typically my road rage.
Yeah.
Someone coming down the M8 Dublin Road, the lights had changed on their side, but he kept driving through and I'd taken off. So we both ended up sticking the cars to the road.
Yeah, okay.
And he was coming in on the left-hand side and I thought he was going to take the front of my car off. So obviously, you lay on the horn. He lays on the horn. I'm like, what, that, that? He's like, that, that, that. And then we both stop and he goes, Casey. I was like, John.
You knew each other.
Yeah. That was great crack. And then you go into that whole, sorry. So no, yo, it's my fault.
Yeah, Oh my God.
Red FM's cash machine.
Yeah, having road rage with a buddy is...
mortification.
Yeah, that's Cork for you. 8:43 in the morning. We had another gorgeous winner of Cash Machine on Friday. And her name is Aisling. And she picked up an incredible amount of money. She's at home with her new bubba. She's got a new baby.
So cute.
She's on maternity leave at the moment.
I never in a million years thought I'd get this call.
Aisling, I know you're a bit nervous because it is a bit of a tongue twister.
€141,414.14.
You're dead right, Aisling. You've become the newest winner.
Oh my God, I can't believe this. Thank you so much. I'm in shock and shaking. It is so much fun. I could do this every Friday.
Yeah, we could call you every Friday, but probably not. Congratulations, Aisling. That day was your day and you got €141,000. Now we're going mega this week on Red FM's Cash Machine. The money has gone to €175,000 and this is guaranteed. This draw on Friday is guaranteed. Text RED to 57557. That is RED to 57557 to enter. To play this game, it will cost £2.50 plus your standard message rate. You need to be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations and the T's and C's are at redfm.ie. You must answer the call within five rings. Set your alarm to be listening to Kira again on Friday. You hear it play out, you hear the real winners, and the next one could be you. So best of luck. Text RED to 57557 and you're in for €175,000. Back to the apologies. Shirley O'Donovan. This is not about women only apologising. This is about men's inability to be in the wrong and apologise.
Yes.
Red FM's Christmas Cash. Love waking up in Cork. Wake up.